And then he begins to break it down from there in the purpose of his writing to them, which is helping them more than anything, is how to live, how to deal with troubles, how to go through suffering, how to share the glory of God, and know that this is all part of being a disciple in this old world that you're a stranger in, that you're going to face trials. God, in the face of those trials, we're still to live, not conform to our circumstances of what we're going through, but the purpose of these things are to make us more like Jesus. The conflicts that are going to come against us, a Gentile world we live in that is going to question why we don't live like them, why we don't think like them, why we don't act like them, why we don't talk like them. That's going to lead to some persecution upon us because they're going to see us as if we think we're better than them. We just understand we're different because of the difference maker who's living in us. And we're not to cave into that. We're not to think it's a strange thing whatsoever. But we're to be in a position where we're always ready to give an answer for the hope that we have in Christ. Brothers, we got hope. We got a living hope. That hope is alive. It can't be quenched. It's incorruptible. It can't be tainted. It's alive and it's living. And it's going to carry you through all that you have to face on the journey. And that enemy walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But you don't, his agenda is not going to thwart the agenda of God. And what God's going to use him, and God's going to give you sufficient grace in that. He said after a while, God's going to strengthen and establish and do a work in you. And he's going to use it for his good, for our good and God's glory, and make us all more like him. And Peter's just testifying to the truth. I've been through it, he said. Yeah. Hey, Satan took advantage, but it was to God's glory. And it never works out the way the enemy intends it to work out. He means it for harm and bad, but God uses it for the good. And we have an assignment that is to declare his praises to a world, to show forth, to demonstrate his praises to the world. And how can we do it? We can only do it because we've been taken out of the darkness. Yeah. We've been granted mercy. And we are a peculiar people. As Titus would say, the grace of God has made us a special, peculiar type of people. And not that we've done anything to earn it. This is all based on the grace and the mercy of God that he has chosen to give us, to make us this demonstration of his work of grace. And we were redeemed to be continually redeemed in the sense that God's salvation is untainted. You can't corrupt it. It's all on him. It's what he's done. You can't lose it. You can't defile it. You can't taint it. It's incorruptible. It's his work. And then we get to go forth and tell that story again and again. Again and again, just to be those storytellers that just retell the story again and again. We just repackage it, we rearrange it, and we retell it over and over with different characters, different circumstances, but it all goes back to Jesus. Amen. Grace, God's mercy, his word, the filling up of his spirit and what he's done. And that's just what he set us apart to do, you know.
Get ready. Mm-hmm. So come. Mm-hmm. You're going to be called on here to preach and to suffer and sacrifice.
Yeah, and that's why he says, don't think it a strange thing.
Yeah.
When they persecute you.
Right.
Jesus already taught us this. I can tell you by experience, this is not something odd. This is not something strange. The furnace is a furnace of victory. You can count on that, as James said. What does James say? Count it all joy.
Yeah.
When you enter the various trials. Why? Because that's God's going to be in that. You can count it joy. God's in this. God's in this with you. This is a refining thing. And remember, a fire is either going to destroy you.
Or purify.
That's right. It's either going to destroy or it's going to what? Deliver.
Yeah.
It's either going to ruin or refine. It depends on what you're made of. The fire will either ruin you or refine you. Faith must be tested. Like gold is put in the fire to burn off the purities. Gold is not going to be ruined in the fire because of what it's made of. Gold's just going to be refined in the fire. And see, our faith is to be like gold that won't be ruined but refined. It won't be burned in the fire, but it's going to come out blessed. It's going to come out even better than what it was when it went into the fire. And that's what that's why he says that in verse number 6 of chapter 1. In this you greatly rejoice, in everything that I just told you about this untainted, incorruptible inheritance that we have, this glory that we possess, even though right now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various or manifold troubles and trials. You've been into the fire. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to what? Praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus, whom you have not seen, though you love.
Amen.
Though now you do not see him, yet believing the one that you love, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Why? The one who's refining you, shaping and molding you, which is superior than the furnace that you're in, is shaping you more to be more and more like his son, the Lord Jesus. You could rejoice in that. Amen?
Amen.
You can rejoice. We can rejoice in that. You know, you've heard me say that saying before, if need be. Who determines the need be? God determines that need be. And that little saying that I use in my own life, like me going through cancer or us going through anything. If need be, I'll be. If you'll be, so we'll be in it together, and that they'll be blessed by what I'm going through. And that's the whole thing, is that God, remember, God puts us through things so that through us he can demonstrate the life of Christ out of us. And that has a way of delivering and helping other people see the glory of God. 2 Corinthians talks about it, that whether you be afflicted or whether you're comforted, it is for the deliverance and the salvation of other people. It's never about us. It's always going to be about him. It's always going to be about his glory. We get the benefit from it, but it blesses other people when we're going through things. If we make it about us, we're going to go through it with a pity party. We're going to look inward. And remember, pity parties, where do they come from? They come from the devil. That's where they come from. When we feel sorry for, because God's never going to make you feel sorry for yourself. Matter of fact, God never has you look to yourself to make you feel sorry for yourself. It's always going to be, look unto me. Look unto me. Look unto me. And he puts us in hard things that only he can get us out of, that you can't get yourself out of. And that's the value of knowing the revelation of God, so that we don't have to think it a strange thing. And that we can count it joy, because in the battle, God's in the battle with us. We know he's going to be with us when we're in the battle. So that's a great comfort. As sure as he is not in the grave, he's resurrected, it is as sure he's going to be with me and Shannon when we go through something. Now, the thing is, I want to walk with him in everyday life, so I never question when I enter into the trouble whether he's with me or not. You see, a lot of times people find themselves when instead of humbling themselves, they got to be humbled, and the trial humbles them to cry out to God, and he shows up and does something and delivers them out of it. But remember, he never delivers us from something without delivering us to something.
Yes.
So it's delivers to a lifestyle of walking with him. And he commands his loving kindness to us in the daytime, so that when the night season comes, we got a song in our heart.
Amen.
That we can sing in praise to him. That if need be, we can say, I'll be, God, whatever it is I got to face, if you will be in it with me, so that we could be in it together, so that they that you put me in front of will be blessed by you, by what I got to go through. They'll see you in it. That's just a great way to look at life. If need be, I'll be. If you'll be, that we'll be, so that they'll be blessed by you, by what I've got to endure for your glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.